Our Comfort Mints have had a rich experience of journey over the last 3 months. They've had a time of fellowship and of study and of celebration. And during their retreat a few weeks ago, they chose for their confirmation scripture, Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. And at this time, their class will present their confirmation scripture.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness.
I really want to talk a few minutes this morning specifically to you, our confirmation class. We won't stop the others from listening in, but really what a few words I want to say this morning, I want to say to you, and I want to say it about the lesson that you picked as a class lesson, the first four verses of the first chapter of the book of Genesis. I punched it up on my iPad Bible. And I want to say just a word about the scripture that you picked, because I think it's a very, very important scripture. It's been important for me. And as you're well aware, because you memorized it, the scripture is about God, the story of God creating the universe, and the first thing that God creates, when God creates by saying, "Let there be something," in the story, the first thing that God creates is what? What is the first thing that God says? Let there be what? Light. Let there be light. Now, when I was younger, and I thought I was smarter than I think I am now, I thought that the weird thing about this story was that the first thing God creates is light, but then when you read through the rest of the story, it's only in verse 14 that God creates the sun and the moon. And when I thought I was smarter, I said, "Oh, you know, those people lived a long time ago. They just didn't understand, I guess, where light came from." Because what sense does it make to say that God created light when there wasn't any sun or moon yet? They just weren't as smart as we are now. And then what I discovered was that when these people centuries ago wrote this passage, they were living in a time when the people around them worshiped the sun. Their God was the sun. And you understand why they would think the sun is very important, because the sun is very important. People would worship and say, "Man, we got to pray this morning or maybe the sun won't come up." So they'd pray and start every day by saying, "Dear sun in the heavens, please come up today." And at night when it would get dark and, you know, they didn't have any electricity, they were actually smarter about some things like the sun going up and down than we sometimes are. Sun can go up or down and we won't even notice it because we're living with electricity. But when the sun came up or down for them, that was everything. They couldn't see without the sun. And so at night they would say, "Oh, please, sun, come up again in the morning tomorrow." So they prayed to the sun. And the people who wrote this particular creation story, when they said that God created light before God created the sun, they were saying something very important. Someone said one day, "You know what? We don't really think the sun decides whether to come up every morning or whether to go down every night and come up again. We really don't think it's the sun that makes that decision. We think that there's some other order in the universe, that there's some other patterns, that there's some other powers and forces in the universe that are more powerful to the sun. So we don't want to pray to the sun anymore. We want to pray to however it was that the sun got into the heavens in the first place and started bringing light to the earth. And so when they wrote this creation story, they said, we think that the light is more important than the technology of the sun that brings us the light. It's sort of like this. When I'm really, really lucky, sometimes Miss Jane, in the middle of the day, I'll open up my iPad to Outlook and look at the mail, and I'll see a message there, and it says, Jane Malone, D.C., at whatever. And I read down on the message, and it says, I know you're very busy today. I just wanted to stop for a minute and let you know I love you. So when I get that email from Miss Jane, I don't say, oh, thank goodness, my iPad loves me. I just looked at my iPad, and my iPad loves me. Isn't it wonderful that my iPad loves me? My iPad is just what Miss Jane uses through Outlook to get the message to me, and what I say is, oh, thank God, Miss Jane still loves me. Or I get a message that says, from a member of the congregation, I just want you to know I'm praying for you today. And I don't read that and say, oh, my iPad is praying for me today. Isn't that wonderful? That iPad is just the technology that gets the message to me. And so when these ancients who lived thousands of years ago were writing the creation story, what they were saying is, you know, nature is wonderful, but we don't want to pray to nature because we don't think that it's nature that really, as important as it is, sustains us. We think that there's a heart and a spirit and a mind behind nature, and that nature is just the way God communicates to us God's love. Some of you ask questions for your confirmation class about God and evolution. I love science. I love to read about evolution. I believe in evolution, but I don't pray to evolution, because I think evolution is the way that a heart and spirit and mind that's larger than evolution, whom we call God, has helped to shape and form this world and bring us to the place that we are today. So I want to thank you for picking the scripture that you picked, this idea that what's important is the light, and not the light is more important than the sun. The love from God is more important than the technology like creation and the Bible and all the rest that God uses to communicate God's love to us. Congratulations on your confirmation. Thank you for the scripture that you picked. I hope it helps you to remember all the time that behind everything that is, there is a heart and a mind and a spirit that loves you. There is a God who loves you with God's whole heart.